Transient housing, it covers the transient housing, they're renting it out. And he says that he was honest with my office and about that and turned in a commercial letter.
I read through that also, to just let you know that if that's going to double his value, I think he would stop.
Oh, I believe that too. Most people that sends those letters in say that if they know it was going to double, but they don't change it. I mean, that'll be in most of your letters concerning commercial properties. And he has the right to take it on, even if you deny it.
If, in fact, he steps forward and chooses to not rent this out, would it be changed within this tax year?
Oh, yeah. If he would come before us, yeah.
No, I mean, if he doesn't come before us. I mean, he's before us right now.
I don't believe that's the case. I believe he could have it changed for 2012. When I get a letter like this, though, I would be ashamed not to bring it forward to you guys, because he acts like this is his appeal.
What if, in fact, if you would respond to him in writing, James?
I can't write very good. I'd rather the clerk do that.
What if we have the clerk write to him and tell him what you said?
That's fine.
Well, Ron, the way I see this is his best alternative is to take it on to the State Tax Commission and have an opinion on it. We can say whatever we want to, but he confesses that he's rented it. Okay, we're over halfway through the year. He's already rented it for this year, I'm sure. And so we can't give him a tax break for the rest of the year or this year. So where are we at? So his best recourse and solution to the problem is an appeal to the State Tax Commission.
I would say that I would rather try to reschedule it since it's a no-show. See if we can't make some sort of contact with him. He may not have rented it out this year yet.
Now, you want to remember, this is one of the mistakes of the 2009 BOE. Because
no, hold on. It wasn't a mistake. It was a motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is one of the mistakes where they changed classification and got their condo value cut in half. There was many of them. If you look at my printout, and you can see it, it's real obvious. It should have been 42,050 in 09, but instead, with the motion of the BOE, it went to 21,975 as an established condo, which was cut in right square in half, and we put it back to the 42,050 that it should have been in 9 and 10.
And in 2008 was set at $19,560 res,
right.
All res.
It was a residential.
Just to let you know, I did email this. I had to go search online to find his email, because all I was given was the letter, and then I had to search to find his address to send him those two, but I was not able to find phone number, because I did try to do phone number. So I'm not sure how I would have contacted him.
Similar.
We would have already sent him a notification.
Now, you want to read, you want to read his signature, Mr. Chairman, I just noticed it. Read his signature to his letter. This is a partnership condo in a nightly rental basis. It's pretty easy to read. Reverend Donald D. Hansen, Sr., co-owner. So I'm believing it is bought and available as a nightly rental.
Well,
but you guys do whatever you want to.
Let me just say this, James. Maybe his co-owner is his wife.
Maybe.
Or God, since he's a pastor.
Sure.
Well, he has.
You got his name right there.
Donald's.
It does have Cunningham's.
Mm-hmm. Cunningham. It could just be they're sharing the expense because they share a vacation home. And they're not renting it out to anybody except...
Well, here's my point. If If they were to receive and had the knowledge of why this jumped from 19 to 42 in assessed valuation, which is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000+ additional in taxes, they're probably going to make a decision not to do that.
Now, they received an increase notice in 09.
Yeah.
And didn't respond in 9 and 10. The BOE made that adjustment without hearing from these folks in 09, and they did receive their increase notice in 09 from 08.
What's the board's druthers?
I'd like to not make a decision, send a letter to them, and see if that was really a requested appeal, and let them know that. I just like to send a letter. Be more.
Well, he says it's an appeal.
Yeah, when he used the word appeal, I brought that up.
How did he know it was today at this time?
We sent him a notification letter. The first mailing I sent out would have been the information sheet on the Board of Equalization along with an application page. And then we emailed him, and I requested that he fill out the information and return it to us. I received no response, but the letter was given to me, so I did schedule it for the request of the assessor's office.
We don't have any idea if they're in the country. In the state, or
I would just like to send the letter. Send the letter. I just like to send the same letter one more time. That's all I would like to do.
Would you want to address it from the direct BOE, and that would be that much more official?
The notification letter is titled "The Board of Equalization."
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'll send the letter.
I'll see my deal here. It is back there.
Yep.
Donna, can we tentatively schedule him for the 26th. That gives plenty of time, plus that's the other day that we're adding back on, correct?
You may have some other openings. I hear what you're saying. The end of the session.
No.
Okay.
What I'm hearing is that we have a lot of letters like this afternoon after we hear these people in person. So maybe we may...
Yeah, this is a letter also. But
this stems from a letter also.
Okay, but they're here, so
yeah.
And this is two properties that you're looking at.
It's Mr. and Mrs. Ballinger, would you like to join us at the podium? And that way we can hear and others can hear what we're discussing today. And we're going to call your parcels up. As I understand it, there are two.
Right.
And let me get the first one here. And I believe that's what she has on the screen.
Yes.
Emerald Point.
Came a long way if you came all the way from Moscow.
Yeah.
Why don't you folks go ahead and we'll hear what you have to say regarding these two parcels of property, and then we'll probably ask you some questions and the assessor will chat with you for a bit. But
well, we're just protesting the increase in the taxes. The one lot went up double almost. And the other lot went up $1,825. And
is that in assessed valuation or?
Taxes.
It went up that much in taxes?
Assessed valuation.
Assessed.
Okay.
Looking at the increase notice.
Which the lady here helped us. She said they're actually assessed for like both of them $75,210 each now. And We went to two different realtors, one out at Emerald Point and one here in town. And they both told us there had been four lots sold this last year. And it was $10,400, $24,900, $25,000, and $40,000. And we're assessed at the $75,210. So we don't know why the property went up in taxes when it actually lost value.
Can you also put the second property up on the screen, please? Since they're talking about both parcels at the same time.
And they're both Emerald Point lots.
And can we look at the picture of that one from the plat?
It's close to that earlier one, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it in the blue, right?
It is.
Close to which other one, James?
394. 390.
Yesterday.
345.
I thought that was down on the railroad.
I'm wrong because it's on the other cove, Jim. That's on the cove above.
Up.
The other one was on the other
right,
cove.
Right.
Yeah, it was up there.
Up
the other one.
I would like to make a suggestion on that lot right there, right now.
Yes, sir.
And I apologize for not seeing it prior to you coming here. I would like to see you put the value of that lot at $36,000, and there's a tremendous power line on front and back of that. And I just now have seen it.
Is that where are they both lots next to each other?
No,
here's the other.
The other one's a big pie shape.
Okay, what BOE number? Let's stick to that first one. We'll make a motion real fast on that one. Is that what's the BOE appeal number on?
076.
May I, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
The motion to set value to $36,000 on BOE appeal number 0076.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconds from Jeff. Motion's been made and seconded to lower the valuation on BOE parcel 0076 to $36,000. Is there any discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. I have added to your motion that was per
assessor's
recommendation.
Please, thank you.
And let's go to the first one that we had.
So what we did is we just lowered the valuation.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I know it happened pretty fast, and we're used to doing the motions, but that's what we did.
All right, let's see. I can do that, too. Let's just jump right in there, Ronald.
That lot there is actually a pretty good lot, even though it's at the end of a plat, and they put that point on the end of it. It actually sets up high on an embankment that you can probably have a lake view from that lot, looking right straight down the hollow. I'm not as lenient. I would want to lean toward my sales on the value of that lot. And I wanted to inform you folks, I told you I'd go count the number of sales I had. I had 9 already in 2011. I've got 17 in 2010 sales, and the median of those runs 69.9. The average of those sales runs 77,273.
I wonder, does that include the lots from the Emerald Point is selling?
It could.
That's what I'm thinking, because resale lots are not selling for near as much. But when the salespeople get you in there and tell you what a good deal it is, they can up the price.
What did you pay for your lot?
We paid 70 for one.
over 100.
And 130 or 40 for the other one.
You're probably one of these sales here that I've got. 130, I hope, for the one we've got on the screen.
Right.
Great.
Right.
It could be.
And like I say, they have gone down in value from what we paid.
Now, what's this one?
But that's our problem.
Is it the 69, 72?
It's 75.2.
75.2. I'm going to ask, gentlemen, that we evaluate this lot with the others that we're doing at a later date on this Emerald Point deal.
Yeah.
Or unless you want to set this one right now.
Danny has brought up that we have some other lots that we have already visited that are from the same subdivision. We have set them aside because we're going to take a look at the subdivision itself. And that's at least his recommendation at this point, that we do that with this individual lot. Are there other comments about that thought?
I would agree. I mean, right now, we've been pretty consistent that as a board, we want to see how many appeals there are, look and see what all the compelling evidence is, and then make a decision as a whole. So yesterday we had some Emerald Point lots, and we said we're not going to make a decision on, we're going to set those toward the end of the month or whenever we get through all of them. But I got a report that said we have 32 more cases of Emerald Point lots coming up in the next couple of weeks. So that's what Danny's saying. I would agree with you, Danny.
Okay.
When did you start doing that?
Just now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's on. I didn't know the microphone was on.
You can note that for the record, that Jim agreed with Dan. The is that the will of the board for us to do that? Do you gentlemen feel the same way? To consider this with the other Emerald Point lots when opening them up?
Yeah.
We're going to do that, and we will notify you of any decision that we make. We will send that to you in writing within 5 days of having made the decision, and the county clerk will also include information that will lead you to the website for the Missouri State Tax Commission. If you're not satisfied with the decision that we make, you can then appeal to them, and they will hear your appeal for the potential of lowering the valuation. But we're going to look at all of the lots that are in that area.
Okay, thank you. And I want to thank these gals, too, for contacting us by phone and by letter. So you did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you all. Have a good day. Is this Summers a telephone conference or a...
It's another letter.
It's another letter.
Would you present that, please?
No phone call? No phone
I don't see anything on there.
Put down that that's a letter.
Which one?
I guess my question before we start discussing this, the afternoon is all letters with no phone numbers.
Oh,
not
know.
All of them, but there's a few.
These are letters I brought to the county clerk that I've received, and I just wanted the people to have the opportunity. They don't even ask on this letter as it to be an appeal, but I'm not foolish enough to throw someone's letter away and
right.
consider it as an appeal.
No, because it ends up later that they come back and say, we sent a letter to
right.
the assessor's office requesting it be handled, and he didn't handle it. And then we end up going, they go to the state tax.
Well, I guess my question is, if we were to deny these requests, I would make sure that we had it in that deny letter that they didn't show up for the hearing and that they have the option to go to the state tax commission. Otherwise, I don't know what...
Here's what... This actually says that they were going to contact us for a hearing. There she has it on the board. I use this letter to challenge the increase in assessed value of two vacant lots owned in Branson. The new assessment of these parcels show an increase of 90.8% over 2010. Considering that the property is currently on the market unsold for approximately half of its original value, I find it hard to understand the justification for this increase. I will be contacting the Board of Equalization for a hearing on this matter. And this is all we've received is this letter, correct, James and Donna?
That's all I know. I just cleaned off.
That we know of at this time. Yes.
But I would ask the board to consider Branton Hills as similar to Emerald Point, as is all the lots out there, Gulf Front versus interior lots, are all priced the same versus, like Emerald Point, lakefront versus no lake access or lake view. So I know we've made two decisions so far, but I have been told there's more coming. I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm Branson Hills. I know. Emerald Point wants to know about 33.
That's what I got, 31.
Unless it's pulling the data for us.
So.
Was this Branson Hills? I didn't see it on there.
Yeah, this is Branson Hills.
Why don't we put the map up?
Can I, James, will you address this?
Oh, yeah.
Particular one, and then.
Do you have any appointments to make? To let you know, we're still getting appointments coming in.
I'm sorry?
I just want to let you know, we are still getting people sending
signing
in applications.
Up.
Yeah.
So, James, in this subdivision, did we do a...
You've got a list of sales in that subdivision I provided you. Got 12 sales... That shows a median sale of $82,500.
Well, no, my question is, did we go through and increase the value in all the lots in the subdivision or part or on the course or what? Or were there some that were low that you raised? Or
in this subdivision, we looked at this yesterday, that's why I'm just going off memory. There's two prices of lots in this subdivision. If they've been resold, they're set at the $78,000, whatever the number is. If the HCW, who developed it, still hasn't sold a lot, they're set at a much lower rate.
Yes.
And so, and according to equalization, I'm not sure that right, but you've set the same price for all lots at $78,000.
That's correct.
Yesterday we set this Gulf First Green at $78,000. We denied the request at $78,000 because it's a golf front.
That was appraised value, correct?
Appraised value.
First hole, I'm remembering. Okay.
Now, I was told this morning at breakfast that one of the individuals was buying a lot fairway front for $25,000 from an individual today. Well, not today, just actually tomorrow. He was closing on a lot. I said, did you get an appraisal? And he said, no.
James, how do I read this to direct me to the political subdivision? Within this multi-sheet?
If you had this copy, you can ask the number and you can see the date sold.
I have that copy.
I know. All you have to do is match that number with that sales list and it'll give you the number of where, what date it's sold, what neighborhood it's in, and all that type of stuff. But I don't think you'll be able to determine it in there.
You won't, but I think that's what the values, I think the price value is different because of
that. Sure
it
is.
You mean they're trying to sell them differently because of that?
Yeah, they're different values, or perceived value.
But James's comment is they're not selling differently. Is that what I was understanding?
That's correct. I'm not seeing that, especially in Emerald Point. There would just be two classifications out there. There would be Lakeview.
Lakefront.
And perceived Lakeview. There's no lakefront out there.
Okay.
No lakefront.
That's right, because of the condos, aren't there? Aren't the condos right on the lakefront?
Yeah, and that's something else.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I don't think there's any lake access in Emerald Point anywhere. Jeff's been out there some, I'm sure, and I don't know of any.
Would you penalize that? What? Like, some of these pumps just here, you type much faster than me. Mm-hmm. Like, the chart, most expensive one can go down.
Did I told you, though, you know, you had questioned this list, Jim, and I went through and put the dates of sale mm-hmm. on there. And we've got a good representation. We've got 26 sales in 10 and 11 in Emerald Point and 25 of 09.
Well, I leaned over to Jeff and just said, you know, I think their point, where Emerald Point was valid, if you're getting sold by a timeshare or a salesperson, you get a much harder sale than
right.
than a secondhand, you know, resale.
Well, right, somebody who's wanting to get out from under the lot compared to somebody who's wanting to...
Who's eager. Yeah, I mean, but it's a motion, it's a process of who's the better salesperson versus the value of the property.
Well, isn't that the property where they've gone to other states, too, and marketed it as giant development here? And
yeah, but now you want to remember, that's not occurred as much in the last 2 years. All those people have been drawn back to the... They don't have as many salespeople out there in other states like they did. They used to send crews out there.
Okay. They're all going to be assessing some advice. I'm just sure, I want to know if they're golf or no golf. That one, the most expensive one on that, your comparison was a golf front.
And since we established the golf fronts at 78, is that what you did? Is that what we did?
Yeah. I
think, let's move up, those up to 108, put the other ones on at 78.
Well, that's going to be the danger that this Board of Equalization is fixing to create.
Danger?
This will be a danger for the rest of the citizens if you move those to a certain value, and I'm at 78 right now, non-compliant with state regulation, and you're going to lower more.
They haven't picked this subdivision. Has this subdivision been picked on?
It will be on the next row. They can calculate that pretty quick.
I'm doing a little bit of checking right now.
So are you saying that we're not all right even at the 78, James?
That's all, isn't
it? I'm saying they better not draw those...
You want to lower than that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's that calculate? What's that big stretch?
You see what I'm saying? 90 to 110 is where we're state regulated.
That's
78 versus $110,000 lot.
The one you just highlighted, that's commercial property. Yeah, that's a commercial property. Yeah, that's a commercial.
I ain't agreeing with them.
I ain't either.
Or I mean, but they wouldn't be at 78.
Like that property right there in the comparable, that's a commercial property there.
Are we running behind?
These are all letters.
These are long letters.
Yeah, 145. I don't have a phone number on it. It's
is that commercial property in this?
It is another Emerald Point, though. So, and it's Joseph L. and Mary S.
Commercial.
Good.
That's commercial.
I'm running to protest the increase. Do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
I'll pass it on. Let him read it.
Make sure I get all my originals back, please.
You're going to find this.
Who is that?
Joseph.
I got them right here. 75-2. That's an Emerald Point, right?
Yeah, we've got them pretty well uniform, as the state would refer to.
Golf. That's golf.
How much was that?
Okay, it's bottom three here, Joseph. Bottom three are G's, golf front. Bottom three are golf, golf, commercial, commercial, golf. So golf, golf. Golf, commercial, golf. And that's what she's working the next one out.
Are all of them today Emerald Point? Which, can somebody tell me, do we have that listed?
Jim has it on his computer. I don't have it with me. The Emerald Point list.
I meant of today's list.
What's next?
I have Raymond and Doris Ellen Anderson.
And that is what?
Property number?
No. Is it Emerald Point?
I don't know how to tell.
What's the property number? You got the property
18736.
That's Emerald Point.
3813.
And how about Crossley? How about EZ Trust?
This one's Emerald Point. It says it right across the front. This Leon Meyer did call in, and he's asking us to call him. He's
Which
at
one?
2:30.
Bell Family Trust?
Clear down to
3:30. And 3:30 is Emerald Point?
And he's met Emerald Point as well.
You guys need to. Are you going to set it? We got them all.
Point.
If everything we're going to be looking at is today,
this is Emerald Point.
We can set the deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we can just work on Emerald Point.
Yeah.
And this one's Emerald Point.
And I would ask and go ahead and set those values because we wait for the last day. The Emerald Point is huge, guys, and it's going to be a.
You're asking James for the valuations to
be
remain the same.
For Emerald Point.
I mean, you have established a valuation that's in front of us. Is that where you want us to be, or is there some other recommendation you have for us is what I'm asking?
I would recommend...
Yes, sir?
69.9 going to the median instead of using the average as an influence. If you look at my 51 study, we went with 70... Let me look at that. I'm sure I'm right, because the state usually relies, and appraisers rely more on medians than they do averages. And the median for Emerald Point, I believe, Jeff, and it's 69.9.
On that. What you said earlier, that 75.2 was the...
Right, because the average was 77.183, I think. And we put them on to 75.2.
So if we take all of these and make an en masse motion...
Other than
yes,
BOE adjustments
because of easement
for obsolescence.
Yeah.
But my question is, the ones that we're looking at today, do they fit your one motion, or are there some that should be pulled out and handled separately?
I think it's the whole subdivision, Ron, and that way we can tell the folks when they call in, kind of like we did on the promenades. We had a value established, and it.
Yeah, but you're telling me that there are going to be some instances that are going to be different.
Right.
My question is, if we do them in mass and it's all one figure, then they're not different.
If they come in and say they've got one under a power line, such as the people from Iowa, then we can take it to the 36,000.
I see. Even though BOE has established it.
Right. Even though you're setting the subdivision value and the obsolescence value, you won't know unless a person shows up with the appeal.
I'm for that, and we can eliminate the whole subdivision. I'll make a motion that we set the lots at Emerald Point for 69,000.
Is that all lots?
Was that the amount you had, James, or was it different than that?
69.9
is the median of 51.
69.9 based upon the median of all sales at Emerald Point.
Is there a second to that motion?
I've got a question.
Do we got a discussion on it?
Well, if we... You making this motion, now all these other people, I mean, are we just setting it, we're just agreeing that we're going to, that they're 69.9, and then when they come in, if they have, you know, an obsolescence.
What that does, if they come in with an obsolescence, it changes, they change it.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't have an obsolescence on it, well then it is set at 69.9. That takes care of all these letters that have came through. That are questioning because they're sent out at 75.2.
And all I would say is I still think it's too high for the value of those lots. I mean, what Jeff, to answer your question, we could even have the clerk call these people and say, we've set it to 69.9. If you're satisfied with that, you can cancel your appointment. And that way, we can stop 30 more calls.
Now then, you've got 30 letters, your 40 or 50 or 30, whatever.
I think there's 31 total appeals.
Well, we have had
this is part of those.
150 informal calls.
Right.
Where people ask questions the value, and we tell them what we have on the sales based on the average and the median. I'll guarantee you that that's a very conservative estimate of 150 to 200 calls.
So there are people that have accepted what you've shared with
right,
us.
Based on the based on the evidence presented.
This is during the informal hearing process.
Right.
All right. Does this motion covering who it is that's coming in or all lots at Emerald Point?
Everything. Because I think there's enough. If we just had, now, I know Donna brought up one, for instance, the other day in a whole subdivision. I don't think that justifies something like that. But when you hear from 300 people out of one subdivision, I think you've created a mass appraisal situation that ought to be addressed. And the Branson Hills is the same way. I'm not saying it's not. But what we've got to be careful of is I know we've talked of different values. There's nothing supports some of these lots in Emerald Bay not being $150,000 lots. But under the mass appraisal system, you guys would have to increase those to $150,000 while you're lowering the others to $55,000 to $69,900. You have no evidence to lower any lower than that. But you do have evidence to raise some of those lots, and that's why I like to do it with the mass appraisal practice and treat everybody the same. Now, if you got, like I say, and what Jim's theory of layers and Jeff's is correct, that's fine. But you better be willing to take on the heat of the $150,000 lots, and there's plenty ample evidence of it.
Well, we're having discussion without a second, so I'm going to second the motion that was made, and now we can properly continue discussion. So there's a motion and a second on the floor to lower the value of these lots from 75.
Is it 75 or 78?
Wait, do you want to have the 75 in there in case
it's
one that's
from
higher?
The current value.
Are we affecting only those lots that are set in at 75?
I thought that was the motion. For some reason, on my sales list, I see 280,000. I don't know what they're doing on it. 75.2.
That's 75. Right, 75.2.
But there's 280,000, and I don't know why. Something we failed.
Well, the reason I said 75 is that's what it says on the computer. My question is, technically, for the motion that was made, is that affecting only those valuations in Emerald Point that are established at 75.2, or is it affecting all valuations in Emerald Point?
I would go with all and anything that's...
So anything that's 150,000 drops to 69?
I don't think
there isn't anything.
We have made that.
The only thing we've got is we've got a few lots with obsolescence that we've lowered
okay.
that we don't want to be affected.
Right.
But we want to affect everyone else. I think you've done a good job covering everybody else at 75.2.
Jim, last year, there was people that came in that it was ownership of lots out in that area that had that high line affect them.
Mm-hmm.
And we made adjustments mm-hmm. on those.
And we're not touching those people.
And we're not touching those. Well, so that the thing of it is we're covering everybody unless they have an obsolescence.
And we probably need to put, if we do that motion, we probably need to make sure that's in the motion.
Should you put in the motion BOE decisions of 09 and 11?
What?
Well, no, because there's other Highline properties that were next to this guy who we just
right.
voted that
You're
we
right.
should lower.
Yeah, right.
Well, but or we should just leave it at the new value and let them come and appeal, or...
I'd just lower
it. No, here's, here's a problem. If there are lots that you currently have in the subdivision that are less than that, they're going to receive an increase from this motion. And I don't think that we should affect any of the lots that are on less than this.
We could change it to add that.
Why don't we consider the motion to be that we will establish the value on all lots that are 75,000 above at a figure of 69.9 and then we'll point. That way we don't affect any that are of lesser
below
value.
69.9 and above.
I'm sorry?
69.9 and above. In case there's one for 70.
Correct. Any that are 69.9 and above will be established at 69.9.
And I'll make that my motion. And I want the obsolescence factor thrown in there, all lots, including the...
No, you got to remember, there is still some contractor lots out there, too. My head's just spinning here trying to think of everything.
But here's the question, though. Should there be?
Sure. We do it everywhere else.
I know, but why? The value of the property is the value of the property. I don't understand why you would have a discount just because he... It's for sale.
Okay. That was a motion made by the Board of Equalization many years ago and has been upheld throughout the years on different occasions.
Okay.
Now, if you guys want to change that, that would be your decision.
Okay.
But we treat all contractors the same and give them a contractor discount until that lot is sold the first time.
I think the reasoning that was done years ago was to encourage development and to give builders a break so they, in fact, would
develop. I can see that. I didn't know there was a previous motion.
They've been two motions of that since I've been in office since 1997.
Okay.
It's been addressed.
I wonder how the political subdivisions feel about that.
I imagine they feel great about it because if you break the developer, there are not going to be no lots there to sell. And you can break the developer, and all you do, if you tax the developer at that value, as you increase the price of that lot that he's got to have out of it.
Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that there's developers out there who are valued at 69.9 and above for a lot?
There was.
Really?
I took care of it.
Well, then that won't affect them, so we won't have to worry. Okay? I mean, does that make sense? There's a motion on the floor to reduce the value of lots currently valued in Emerald Point that are currently valued at 69.9 and above, down to the 69.9 valuation. Is that?
The only thing I'm concerned about is how are we going to handle the ones that are lower than that? That $33,000.
We're not even touching.
The motion was at 69.9 or higher.
Gotcha. Well, I was thinking in the reverse.
So Dan made the motion. I seconded it. Now let's have discussion continually on it if there's more discussion.
My concern is we're still $9,900 high, but...
Well, offer that concern. That's what this process is about.
I mean, what we've heard with some sales comparison with the data we've had the last 2 days, which according to the Green Book says we can take that into consideration, market analysis by realtors, that they've said anywhere from 40 to 60. I mean, that's what we've seen provided. So my point is, we've got lots out there that are not being sold by the company. You know, it's resale lots that are not selling for 60,000 out there. And what we're seeing from a study perspective is, it's anywhere from 40 to 60. Now, I'm not saying 40,000. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying 20,000. But some of the data we've seen that's been provided shows it closer to 60 than 69.9.
Are you offering an amendment to the motion that's on the floor? And if you are, would you state what that amendment is?
All I would do is, I guess I can make...
And were you going to put that amendment at around 60?
I was.
You gentlemen want to remember that when you make this motion, you've decreased all the housing out there, too, because those lots are put on at the...
650.
And so you're actually taking the value of a house that's been established at the land value it is at,
we
and you will be changing that.
Wait just a minute. So you're making an amendment.
I'm moving that we change the...
I'm going to come back to you, James.
I'm moving that we amend the motion to 60,000 even versus 69.9.
Is there a second to the amendment? The amendment dies for a lack of a second. Let's go back to discussion on the 69.9.
That's already a break from the 75.2.
Yes.
It's giving everyone a substantial break off the median.
Okay. And James, well, I cut you short because I was wanting to get to the point where we could have discussion. Would you more fully state what you were talking about, the value on the houses?
If I'm between 90 and 110, based on land values of 75.2, the break in that land to 69.9 is going to be tough enough, might push me out of compliance.
Oh.
And it going on down to the 60 is taking that improvement value down also, which that's all that, it's just driving me a little further out. But I'm with doing, and my office is sitting there right now on pins and needles waiting for this decision. They're fixing to have to go to work.
I thought they were pins and needles for staying.
Because they were really, I changed that subdivision on them twice, I think, already. Trying to get it correct.
Gentlemen, the motion on the floor, if I'm not mistaken, considering all lots that currently are valued at 69.9 or more with an Emerald Point subdivision be lowered to 69.9. Any further discussion? I'm sorry?
Could we please use the word residential in case we were to get into some commercial lots?
So Dan, would you allow that to go into your motion? I will allow it to go into my second. All residential lots valued at 69.9. All in favor of this motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, guys, I heard that thumping on the wall up there, but get her done.
Okay.
Could I,
You know what's funny is there's probably nobody on the other end of the line listening, James.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
What I'd like to do is move over to Branson Hills because I think we're going to have a fair amount of those, too.
Yeah, a lot of it.
And so let me kind of talk about the data that James provided. There's three categories of data that was provided. We have non-golf front, the sheet that he provided, the non-golf front, the golf front, and commercial. There's two commercial parcels. The average, there was four, of those lists, there was four parcels that were sold under the normal, not golf front, they're just lots. The average of those four, taking the four divided by four, is 61,000.
Start over for me. Non-golf front, golf front, what else did you
commercial.
Say?
There was two commercial parcels in that. Both sold at 100,000 each on that list that were commercials.
Okay. Is that the first four on the first three?
First three
and then skip one?
Skip one.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You have a 2 o'clock conference call.
With who?
This is Raymond and Doris.
For what property?
This was Emerald Point, but they still have an
Let's give them a call.
Okay.
They have two parcels.
Thank you, Donna, for pointing that out. I'm going to dial that if we've set it there. And
that's it.
What does it say?
It says, I prefer a phone conference.
You got that. It just didn't get translated on our computer.
So would you like to see it, Roman? There's two.
Yes, sir.
What I need to see, though, is the phone number.
It's right here.
That's 515-96. Is that a 4?
964.
Please enter your account code.
Is this
You have reached a number that does not accept solicitations. If you are a solicitor, please add this number to your do not call list and hang up now. Otherwise, please press 1 or stay on the line.
I don't like that. How do you get that added to my phone?
Thank you. Please hold.
That's awesome.
It's recorded on your answering machine.
Hello?
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
This is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Southwest Missouri.
Yes.
And we have you scheduled for a conference call today on an appeal that you've made to the Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And currently all the board members are here, and we are ready, willing, and able to talk to you about your assessment on the property that you are or that you have appealed. But before we do, this is a property that is in Emerald Point, and let me make this first statement before you chat with us. The Board of Equalization has voted in mass for that particular political subdivision to move it from a valuation on the lots of 75.2 to 69.9. So that first step has been taken. But we're willing to hear what you have to say about the property and chat comparables and whatever you want to talk about.
Well, did you read our information that we sent you?
We have everything, if I'm not mistaken, in front of us.
Okay, so I'm his wife. So if they've already lowered it some, how much will that change the taxes on those lots?
That's something that we don't know at the time, because all levies can be adjusted immediately after this Board of Equalization gets their totals to the county clerk. But in that aspect of it, we're looking at $5,000, probably change it $40 to $60.
What, just to follow up on that, the county doesn't establish the tax levies that are utilized in establishing your taxes. That's why that we weren't able to give you an amount on that. All we do is establish the valuation of the of the property, and then the schools and the political subdivisions that have levies attach their levy to the valuation.
And last year in your district, you took a huge increase in taxes basically based on a senior citizen tax that had been passed, and then on top of that, an OTC college tax had been applied also. So you took two increases last year
that were voter
passed. That were voter passed by the people.
Okay, well, I guess one of our biggest questions was that, you know, they were both taxed at the same rate, and the one has no utilities, no road, nothing to it. So I guess we were wondering why that was one is taxed the same rate as the other one.
Could we?
Besides, if you would look at our records, from your records that we filed with you, that we bought it in July of 2010, and it's appraised at the same value as the other lot is, and it has roads, concrete roads and utilities and everything else in on the property, and this one has, you can hardly get to it by a car, by a four-wheel drive.
Which lot are you referring to, sir?
Lot 12.
She.
Let me see where the, I got the tax papers here. It's lot 12. We have 222, and then we have lot 12 on the new division down by the waterfront.
What did you give for the lot?
$159.9, and it's all undeveloped.
We are.
I bought that in July of last year, so I don't mind paying taxes on it, but I don't think it should be the same value. I mean, you can't even get to it, the car to go look at it. If you physically went down and looked at the property, or did you do an appraisal from sitting at your desk looking at paper?
Well, first,
plot land, or
first, let me tell you what the Board of Equalization did after we've looked at the different values out there, and the reason that we tried to make them uniform. We have taken them from the prices, basically, that people have paid from these lots, which are way, way, way more than what we're assessing them for, and have done our best based upon a lot of different factors to come up with an amount and try to treat everyone fairly. If we were to assess you and tax you based upon what you paid for the property, it would be considerably more than I think where we have it currently assessed. Is that not right, James?
That is correct.
So we're currently waiting, and they're pulling the maps up on the wall so that we can look at them. I want to take a look at that one lot that they, is it, you said lot number 12?
That's it.
Lot number 12. It's in a new division down there.
I don't know what phase it was. I don't remember.
Well, we've got the number on what you sent. And if I can click on the right one here.
He's on 142 is what he's looking for.
If I'm looking, that's 73 feet by 113 feet.
Right, but it sits on top of looking right out over the
lake.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And what did you give for it?
That's the one he gave the 159 for.
Okay, that's the one. And the other one?
The other one sits over in phase 9 or 10 across the road.
Was it about the same time?
It sits on top of the hill.
No, yeah. They weren't purchased at the same
no,
time.
No. We purchased lot 222 in like 03. Did you check your record when it was filed with you?
Yeah, you're pulling up.
Have you been to that lot?
Which lot is that?
The second.
Yes, we were down there in March.
Is it not a little bit steep coming off the road there on it, going around the head of that hollow?
Yeah, it's steep going down the back of it.
There we go.
It was, yeah. And if anybody builds a cross on the other side, it's going to block your view.
So, and besides, we was up there, and we talked to a gentleman that there's a lot adjacent to ours, I believe on the west side, that he said he purchased that lot for $25,000 just recently this year. And I just wondered if that wouldn't have some bearing on it, because it should be when he purchased it from the previous owner, it should have been recorded to the assessor of how much he paid for it. So I think that would have a presence on decreasing our value of our lot up there, 222.
When this says assessed value, is that what the taxes are based on?
Yes.
Okay. So it's assessed way below what we paid for it.
Correct. On real estate, on residential, it's at 19% of actual value. Or of the value we establish as being actual.
Okay.
Well, let me let you know that both properties have at least thus far been reduced to the 69.9 level. And Jim, they have. Were you here when they were talking about where these two particular lots are? One's up where it's marked blue. The other's down on the left-hand side, underneath the. Yeah, over in there on Cove View.
They paid $159.
Well, I heard it. I was.
So you heard
it.
You gentlemen have any questions for the Andersons? At all? Or James, do you have any more comments?
No, I'm fine.
Not that you're not a gentleman. Do you folks have any more comments or information that you want us to consider?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Would that make any bearings on the tax for 2010? When we purchased that lot in July of 10, so should we be taxed for a full year?
What you're being assessed on right now is January 1 of 2011 for the year 2011.
Okay. Not for 2010.
That's correct.
Okay. But from from January to July of 11, that will be our first year. So we wouldn't have it for a full year because we haven't held that lot for a full year. We bought it. We have now right now. Okay.
At the time of closing in the state of Missouri, those taxes were resolved, and you were given the money to pay, or the other party was liable for the first few months of taxation. So that is not handled in the county whatsoever.
Okay. Well, we weren't aware of that.
Yeah, but in reality, this assessment, even though it's as of January 1, 2011, tax bills won't go out until the end of the year. Yes, sir.
Does that have any bearing that the lot adjacent to us up there on lot 222 was sold for $25,000?
Yeah, we've taken a look at all comparables, all sales comparables throughout Emerald Point. And there are lots that have been sold up there for over $100,000. But, yes, we have that lot. We have a number of sales that have occurred in the Emerald Point area, which is in part what we based the 69.9 on. But yes, we do have that.
Okay. Is there a website where we can check here we can check the property values and things from the county assessor's office?
As long as we know the address.
Is there a website down there?
If you would go to taneycounty.org.
Okay.
And then click on departments on your left side. And then under that, you'll have a window open up and click on the assessor. And then you'll see the GIS come up, and then you'll be able to search on that application.
What was that? The G what?
GIS.
GIS.
It's called Beacon is the program name, but that's how you'll find it through the assessor's department on the website.
Okay.
And you can search by name, parcel ID, subdivision name, or you can look at a map and narrow down that way.
Okay.
You will be receiving confirmation from us in writing regarding what action the board took. You'll also receive instructions that if you're not happy with the valuation that was placed on the property by this board, you'll have an opportunity to appeal that decision to the Missouri State Tax Commission. There will also be information that leads you to their website an address so that you can contact them.
Okay. Well, I think that answers our questions.
Thank you so much for your time, folks.
Thank you for yours.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I ask a point of clarification? With the motion prior to this call, we still need to vote on these individual BOA cases, but there's a motion that supersedes that. Is that correct?
Copy that motion into each one of those appeals if they don't appear.
So I guess do we vote on this then, or do we not vote on this?
Vote on them?
Are you going to?
We had already voted on them. They were part of it.
I guess my question is, do we need another motion?
I know what he's saying. We've already made a motion, but then you agreed to hear him. So do you have to make a motion to apply the original motion? Or
what do you do?
Yes, you do.
Because it's a case.
Because it's a case, because you'll be voting on all the obsolescence cases.
So your motion is going to be moved to set it at 69.9 is what the motion is going to be, right?
Right.
I'm going to vote against it.
Go right ahead.
I'll move. No, I'm not going to move. I'm going to vote against it. I can, but I won't.
Dan, would you make like motion?
Are you wanting that one more?
What we'd like to do, Donna, is for you to insert the same motion in the same second that we've already made regarding this property a second time.
For both.
Which would be
numbers.
Considering this property at, what was it, 75.2. And that we are voting to lower it to 69.9. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
So there are.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who
made
the motion.
I made the second. Before, I said just utilize the same motion and we would do
so
it.
So Denny's
over.
Making the motion to utilize the previous motion. You're seconding his motion to do that. Okay.
There were four voted yes and one voted yes. Actually voted in the affirmative negatively. All right.
Four yes and one no. Okay. Is that right?
That's correct.
He said aye. That's why I was kidding him.
Okay.
All right. Now, we don't have another phone call at this time, Donna.
I'm sorry, Ron.
And if that's the case, then we'll go back to Jim's consideration.
Yes, 215. I have no phone number, and they do have sale agreement for vacant land in here if you want to look at that. I don't think that purchase price is right, but I'll show you the evidence. Do you have this evidence up there? Okay. Okay.
What does it say, Donna?
Or is that on the board? I have to be reading it wrong. Oh, that's what you have.
I'm not even seeing the case.
Purchase price $721?
So if they're willing to sell it, the person probably wants to buy it from four.
That's out here in this subdivision?
Where's this at?
I want it.
Yeah, it's Emerald Point, 18736. Do you have it? You have it up there.
Oh, they're only talking about the taxes being.
I've already finished that one.
I need to see that. Are they saying they'll sell that for $700? Did I read that wrong?
Well, somebody from California is saying they'll buy it from them for $700 if they'll sell it.
And that's therefore her proof.
Terra Firma Investments.
That's someone that is willing to let it go back. That's close to the amount of taxes.
That is, they are that they're making a offer. Main Street Associates are making an offer for $721 for the property owner.
Will you give 7.25? And I'll see if they'll give 7.5.
Could you auction that off right here? That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I'm not being critical, but I'd sure want a title search on such a deal as that.
I don't like the fact that my name is in the stinking evidence letter.
Is it?
I thought I saw that in there. According to County Commissioner Jim Stropas, Taney County is facing a difficult time balancing the 2011-2012 budget.
Where is this? Mm-hmm. Who's the property owner here? Where do I go find this information?
There you go, right there, Crossley.
Oh, I see it. It's in big, bold letters.
I see that. I particularly like the next paragraph.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
happening in Taney County, Missouri? Absolutely nothing.
Your 2:30 appointment.
I do notice that he's asked to take his wife's name off the property. She's deceased.
Call this gentleman then. We need a death certificate filed in the recorder's office.
You say Senate. That doesn't mean it got here, but
Tim, if you've got an opportunity, step in here. We need to clarify something.
Roger, we want to make a motion on this. Crossley, do the same thing, since we don't have a phone number to contact them.
No, I think it covers it.
But they were already under the motion, right?
And they didn't agree to hear it. They're just going to be
covered,
blanketed.
Okay.
All of them.
You got your 215 appointment then, and phone number is attached. And he did call in.
That's Crossley. It's 215.
Am I looking at this? Oh, maybe I said it wrong. 2:30, I apologize. See, okay.
I thought we were done for the day. I was thinking, I'm going.
You started something, you got to finish.
Are you saying this is another phone?
Yeah, he called in and left a phone number. He called in today.
Didn't we have another one this morning also that we moved up to 315?
I can hear that.
Somewhere, yes.
This is Emerald Point also, by the way.
Yes, 345.
Okay.
Easy Trust. Leon B. and Helen O. Meyer trustees.
I thought we seen Myers.
That was Meyer Lee.
Oh.
James, the letter at Oscar. Least speaks to a 696% increase.
Wow. Which name is it?
It is Easy
Trust. It's also Trust. Meyer trustees.
Is there information up there or coming up?
I have got to click on it.
No, these gave phone numbers.
I have their letter here if you would like to look at that.
Second tier link.
What'd you say, Jeff? Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Oh, no.
But this is.
Yeah, it's on the computer.
Did you guys send a, please send a written response to this letter? Did you guys send us a written response to this letter?
No, we did not.
Did you guys, when you sent them the point?
We just sent them application.
Okay. No sewer, no electric.
Thank you, Ron.
When we got letters, we sent applications to every letter that he brought, just to cover us. This one does sound, this one, like to challenge the property. So that one actually has a request to challenge.
Can we get a map of it and see where in the world it's at? Was it right? Is that the high line in the middle of it, or was that a road? Or
either
what?
That or a road.
Right through the middle of it?
It says a replat. That's actually probably got a fantastic view.
I know, but I mean,
it sits right across from the one that the guy gave $159,000 for.
I know, but what's that in the middle of it? You can't build on either side of it if you got something there. It's in the middle.
I think that's a construction road. I think they replatted that through that construction road.
And those images are what, years old? They're 3 years. How old is it since we had a flyover? 08.
Well, now wait a minute. Is that the only lot there? There's no other lot along beside it. You see that? Would it be sitting up there all by itself like that?
It could be. And it came from a piece of probably road platted land. They're platting in a platted road, looks to me like. And using the road now, Emerald Cove Road goes down below the lots, of course.
When you're clicking on that, what is that showing up? That big long thing where it says Treasure Key up there, or that? Look how
Emerald Point.
That's a lot.
That's just a lot that they'll divide lots out in, plat them as they go.
Ah, so let's go up to the corner there, the next one up,
right
there.
There.
Look at this one. So that is an area where they will subdivide, is what you're saying?
Right. It's just vacant land now.
So they're going to subdivide right over the road. Okay.
And I'm sure that's an old construction road that they had
the road, and the road actually is below that property, Ron.
Right there.
No,
it's on the map that way, but the parcel, there is a road platted right below it.
Yeah, there it is.
Show me the parcel again.
Right there.
I see that.
Okay, all of it.
Okay.
Did they give what they paid for it in here? I don't see it anywhere.
But it wasn't less than $70,000.
Not there, it
wasn't. Was this someone we were supposed to call again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had a yellow sticky on the front of it.
I gave that to okay.
Yeah.
Are you all ready?
No, I'm ready.
God, my back's about to kill me off.
Please enter your account code.
Hello? Yes, is this Mr. Meyer?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Southwest Missouri.
Yes.
And we have an appeal from you on a parcel of property that is located in, is that Emerald Point, guys?
Yes.
In Emerald Point, where you are contesting the valuation. And in just a moment, we'll be ready to hear from you. Are you ready to speak to this?
Yes.
You're currently on speakerphone, so the Board of Equalization is all here along with the assessor as part of the board to hear what you have to say. Let me tell you that Emerald Point lots have been revalued since your notice went out regarding the value, and it has dropped to $69,900. However, we are ready to hear from you regarding this particular parcel of property. If you'll go ahead.
Okay. One thing is that the property is not fully developed. It's not totally developed, and I don't know when it will be. You can't build on it yet. And that was my main thing is that, and also the value that you're paying. That I'm paying on that lot is far exceeds would farly exceeds any other lot that I own at the present time. So therefore, I know that some value of property is can be they can jack it up. But what happens is that if you lose sales in your area. You're gonna hurt your own thing because people are gonna drop and they're gonna if they buy the property they may a forfeit on it and it's not a sale anymore. There's a lot of them I know that I talked to a couple other people and including myself and said, well, why should we continue to pay? We just let it go back and let it go back to you guys. If you want, if they're all gonna come back to you guys. Then nobody gains anything.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused. Are you talking about continue to pay for whomever you purchased the lot from or taxes?
Yeah, that and the taxes.
Well,
I mean, sure, you're going to assess the other guy, probably the previous guy, the back amount, but there's no sale there. And if there's no sale, the value is not there. I mean, I can't sell the property for what I got in it.
How much did you get for?
Just because they've been sold, and you're supposed to have amenities on there that are not developed, and it's hard to develop it because people are going to go where they get a good price, and I've got pricing. I got several lots in different states and different areas that they're all I pay about $80-$90 a lot. That's about what I pay, and I have no problem with that. But if it's going to go up and way you know, jack me out of the saddle. Hey, I'm not interested, and I'm not going to stick around. It's going to be out of my hands before too long.
Okay, Mr. Meyer.
And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other people going to do the same thing.
Mr. Meyer.
Yes.
How much did you pay for the lot?
Well, that's between I and the buyer.
Okay. Well, we believe based upon the sales that we have in the area that we actually have struck the median of what those sales are, which is how we arrived at the figure. The figure we had going in this morning was 75.2. We come down to 69.9 by a vote of this board. But we have sales there well over 100 for many of the lots. And one very close to there was, what, 159 just a moment ago?
Yeah.
So we obviously don't have anything to do with the pricing of the lot or what individuals pay for the lots. All we do is establish the valuation by which the taxes will be determined.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's going to be too much, I'm gonna duck out. I'm not going to hang in there. If I got to pay a bunch of taxes on it, I don't want the lot. It's not no value to me until the time that I decide that's where I want to build my house. And if the taxes are too high, I'm not going to be building it. It's just that simple.
Well, I certainly understand that.
And I can't. I'm not going to afford. I can't afford that. And when I can do other things with my money. If you look at it, what does that figure out? About a $700 increase, the way you have it proposed?
700%
increase?
Donna, do you have what the valuation was prior to the, or can you pull that up for me? James just stepped out.
I can give you the previous.
Well, we called already before we wrote the letter, and at that time we were told our taxes were going to be 721 or so, 700 something for this year it was.
Well, a lot of the people bought there because the valuation of the land was reasonable, and they could buy it if they got reasonable taxes. If it's going to be taxed out of the water, there's no more properties going to be sold, and therefore I do not want to be there because all the rest of them are going to be selling out also. I don't want to be there because you're going to lose the people. Maybe you think different, but I've been around the country and I know what happens in those things. Look at Arizona; they got property laying all over the place, and it's all built up, and it's sitting there, and the tax assessors, they can't get the money collected. I mean, you don't have no money to pay all the bills that you need because they wanted to jack them up. But sure, the key thing. People that are in public office will spend every nickel, but you and I do not. I'm hoping you're like I am. I don't want to spend every dollar because someday I might have a heart attack and have to go to the hospital and have to use thousands and thousands of dollars. And you've got to use it on the person, and property doesn't mean nothing when you're sick and you need it. And if you're going to take all the money away from the people, they're going to sell out and they're going to get out of it.
We're definitely not going to build there with those taxes.
Not with taxes like that. But we're definitely not. We were thinking about building, which would help you guys a lot more if we built. But if the taxes are going to go out of sight, most of the people were told that Missouri had the best tax situation around, and it was pretty reasonable, and that was one of the reasons that we bought the lot, because of the tax structure. But if it's going to go out of whack, I don't need it. I can live someplace else. I don't need to build a property there. I don't need to build a house there. And you'll find that with a lot of them that invested into Missouri the same way. So it's up to you guys. I mean, you want us or you don't. If you don't want us, that's fine too. We don't I mean, that isn't going to hurt all of us. Most of us, we were living in other places. So it's up to you guys. What do you want? I mean, we're willing to pay what we're paying very near. A little bit of increase isn't too much, but a 700 or 800, I think it's 700 or 800% increase. I'm not interested anymore. That's out of my league. And I've been a business.
We are interested in selling.
I've been in business for years and years and years, and I'll tell you what, I've seen what happened all around the country, and you've probably seen some of that too. People will go where they get a deal, and there's deals being structured, and I'm sure that Arizona found out, hey, we've got to lower taxes, we got to lower all this stuff so we can pull people in. We have to give amenities, we have to give something up to get the people. And that's what has to be done. It's a continuous job for county offices. Everybody wants new offices, and we've got them around where we're at. They build new offices, and then they want to come. The people moved out in the near side area we're at. They have not grown. From 1950 to this present day, they are at about the same population what they were back in the 1950s. And guess what? Most of the offices in our area are all government offices. You cannot continue with government offices and all the employment that is in there. It's got to be cut down. Schools, they built schools, they're out of whack. Half of them are, the classrooms are sitting empty, and they wonder, we have to get taxes from all the people. Well, then what the people do? The people move someplace else. It's just a continual thing. You got to keep it where the people stay, and I'm not, whether you do it or not, on our property there, it isn't going to kill us. But I'll tell you what, if you want to keep the people, you got to give them something that will draw the people. And if you're raising the taxes, that's not going to draw the people. I'll tell you that right now.
If you were to sell your lot today, what would you ask for your lot?
We have to give... I don't know what I could get for it. I would like to get something out of it, but I was thinking about building. We were thinking about building this. We thought it'd be a nice retirement place to build and move to. But I'm not so sure. I've lost my confidence in it right now.
James, the reason that this escalated was because it was vacant land that went into a development, or?
Yes, and went under a replat and separated this lot out as to be a sellable lot.
But look what the guy that has developed that area, what he has put into the area, and you're going to put him probably under because of the tax problem, the tax that you want to charge, because he came in and developed a site of the mountainside or the mountains area, and he's bringing tax dollars in, but now you want to tax the hell out of him to drive him out. Right? And if that's the case, Branson's in trouble. And Branson is down on people going there in the last 3 or 4 years. The population is not there, or they come into Branson like they did. We like going there, but we can see the loss of business right now. So I would just urge you guys not to jack them around. Keep the business. The business brings in the dollars. The government office don't bring in a dime. Kick all the, forget about the all building all these new offices for all the these government agencies and everything like that. Just to collect money on the ones that bring in the dollars. You're cutting your feet off to feed your faith. And you should never do that. I'm just telling you the way I feel. And I still feel that way. If you want us to come in personally, we'd love to come in and talk to you even personally.
We already talked about selling, and somebody said,
We talked about selling, but because of this.
Mr. Meyer?
What?
I want you to get off the middle of the fence and get an opinion. I'm just kidding. We are all... I know. We are all listening to what you have to say, and there's a lot of value in what you're saying. And as a board, we're looking at all these properties, and we'll continue to look at them. I've told you what the board did this morning. What we're going to do when they make final decision is send to you in writing what that decision is. We're also going to include instructions for you, should you wish to, appeal the decision to the Missouri State Tax Commission. Their website will be on there, their address will be on there, and instructions on how to contact them. And that will all be included and will be to you within 5 days of a decision being made by this board.
Okay.
I want you to know we appreciate your time and your comments to the board, and we'll take everything you said into consideration.
We appreciate that. Thanks.
Folks, have a good day.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Calling back.
Do we have any more phone calls?
I don't know, but I don't want to call anybody that doesn't have an opinion. They can't get off the middle of the fence.
Now, what was Jim
bless
saying?
His heart. You know, he's got a lot of points.
Yeah, so what was Jim saying?
I don't know. I there's so much to digest from his conversation that went on for a few minutes. Thanks, Ron. I think at one point I was eating someone's feet, but I wasn't sure, so...
This next application is for 245. It's Judy Bell. Christy tried to contact them, sent them an application. We never got an application back. The letter does have a phone number on it that says, please feel free to contact me regarding this notice.
We have,
that's Emerald Point also.
Yeah. We took a vote on her already.
On who?
On all the Emerald Point lots is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. I just need to know if that's what you want me to do.
So we've addressed her, and I think that what we should do is when we send them a letter, state what we did, and then...
Yeah. Send the letter. Okay. All of these are Emerald Point. Okay. And you
Let me back up. Can you... The two lots that she's referring to, Chris, could you put those on the screen?
You put the lots, the Beacon lots. Can you pull up the lots again?
I still don't understand, James. Is that just one lot that they set aside by
cut it out on
meets and bounds or something?
So my question is, do you think he paid way more or way less than he didn't share? Obviously, he wasn't going to tell us what he paid.
Oh, I've learned since 1997 that if they don't tell you, they paid a lot.
Well, you know what?
Pretty good primo.
However, by his comments and from his comments, I almost took the opposite.
It's right in that same deal.
See, he's willing to let it go back for taxes,
yeah.
Which would indicate that he's
paid nothing.
There's paid nothing or, is a,
or else he doesn't owe anything. I mean, he has very little personal money involved in it.
Valuation was $1,790.
I just wonder if he...
And that's what he paid taxes on, 2010.
Yeah, I think he paid nothing. So.
Yeah.
Is that the lot right there?
17... Oh.
This is the Bell lot.
This is the one I just asked you for, right? $1,790
in 2010, and it jumped to that, $14,000-something.
Take a look at this. This is the lady's letters that she just showed us. And weren't there two lots? Now, that is even down closer to...
That's lakefront, actually, technically.
Well, that's beside the lot that's sold for $159,000.
Now, we just set that value at $69,900.
Yes, we did.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
But his is right there out of them four that's there on the bank. His is one of them.
Now,
so this would be a friendly phone call.
So I had it on at $150,000.
How many of those did you have? That's what
she's got two lots, and that's why it's at $150,000.
So they were both at $75,000.
Oh, they're both on one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, replatted both 13 and 14.
Okay. So we'll have to watch that when we're doing to make sure we don't cut two lots. That should cut down to $138,000.
Right. You have to watch that, too.
Yeah.
That's a great lot right there. It looks
I'm
like
counting
this is
on
totally
your people
undeveloped.
To give me the paperwork, James, that's done right. How's that?
Oh, Donna.
What do we have? It's
I think
not
I'm
going
to be working until midnight tonight to get this done.
What time did that happen?
I think within 30 minutes ago. So,
can we go off the system for take a 5-minute recess, please?
Okay.